Welcome to the GBC Sermon Podcast, a weekly podcast from Gamia Baptist Church in Sydney, Australia. I'm Mark Rader, senior pastor here at GBC, and I trust that wherever you are encouraged to remain anchored to Jesus. This week, we conclude our series in Hebrews, and Mark Coleman, our associate pastor, summarizes some of the primary invitations of the book with an eye to chapter 13.
Church, today's Bible reading comes from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 to 22. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Brothers, I urge you to bear with my word of exhortation, for I have written you only a short letter.
The book of Hebrews is inviting us to recognize our need to be anchored to Jesus. But it is also a book that is inviting us to recognize our need to be those who encourage one another and those who need encouragement to keep going. And as this series comes to an end, I found myself considering encouragement over three angles, three different perspectives. The encouragement to keep going, the encouragement to go with Jesus, and the specific encouragement of leaders. And for each of these angles, I think we are invited to consider if we are receiving that type of encouragement, but also to evaluate whether we are those who are giving that kind of encouragement as well. I'm sure you've heard about how coals that are separated from the fire begin to lose their heat really quickly. And in Kids Home a few weeks ago, we discovered that a similar thing happens to hot chips when a few hot chips make their way out of the red box and find themselves at the bottom of the bag. They quickly begin to lose their warmth. Having people around us is vital for keeping our fire, for keeping us going. And even solo explorers in the world's most incredibly remote places still need others around them. On December the 26th, 2018, Colin O'Brady completed the first solo, unsupported, unaided crossing of the Antarctic continent. 1,500 kilometers in 54 days, just towing a sledge behind him. An extraordinary feat of endurance. But despite being solo and unsupported, Colin regularly spoke to his wife Jenna via satellite phone, and she monitored his progress and his GPS coordinates daily. Colin needed people even to complete a solo, unsupported mission on his own. But more than just people, he needed the encouragement and support and the reminder to keep his head together that came from a person in order to complete this incredible journey. And we need the encouragement of others to keep going, particularly when the going is challenging. And this letter to a group of converts from Judaism, probably located in Rome, has the same purpose: to bring encouragement, to keep going. In this series, we have heard how this group of people were in danger of returning to their default. In this case, their Jewish origins, as the initial buzz of becoming a Jesus follower began to be met with some challenge, as the pressures upon them began to rise. And yes, this was probably due to a degree of persecution, but that persecution was only going to get worse in future years under Emperor Nero. This is mainly about the dangers of a group of followers of Jesus going off the boil, losing their enthusiasm for following Jesus. The message the author brings in Hebrews 11 and 12 reminded this community that they were in great historical company. a great cloud of witnesses, heroes of the faith, faced the challenges of this world and the work of the enemy and overcame, carrying out God's plans and purposes for their lives. The encouragement to keep going came in the form of stories from the past delivered to this community by the words of the author of Hebrews, brought into the present by the speaker. Brothers and sisters, we are all exhorted, encouraged to take up the words of Hebrews, and to recognize that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, and to understand that we need that to keep going, but also to be that great cloud of witnesses, to be like the author of Hebrews and to speak words of encouragement to others, reminding others of God's faithfulness. We need encouragement to keep going. And we're invited to encourage others to keep going too. But more than just being encouraged to keep going, the author of Hebrews gives shape and form to how we go and why it is that we are going. We're encouraged to go with Jesus, and we're encouraged to live distinctly different lives. People notice people who are different. Aussie Nick Vujicic, whose name I can never pronounce, was born with a rare disorder that means he has no arms or legs. And despite bullying and attempted suicide as a child, Nick has now become an internationally renowned motivational speaker. But more than just motivational speaking, encouraging people to challenge themselves and believe that the impossible is possible, Nick is seeking to reach 1 billion people with the message of the gospel, this story of how Jesus changed his life by 2028. And Nick's difference inspires people to take notice of him. And once he has their attention, he shares God's work in his life with them. And the original audience of this book of Hebrews were encouraged to a life of difference as well. The author of Hebrews not only encouraged their listeners to keep going and to persevere, but to go with Jesus and to know that Jesus, our great high priest, equips us with everything good for doing his will. As verse 21 shows us, Jesus is our equipping. His presence at work within us by the power of his Holy Spirit is the equipping presence that we need to carry out God's good work. And God's presence with us as we persevere leads us to live distinctly different lives. As we are encouraged to go with Jesus, we develop holiness, as Mark shared last week. The wider context of chapter 13 invites us to be those who show hospitality, to be those who avoid sexual immorality, avoid the love of money, ultimately avoid idols. This is the outworking of holiness in our lives. And holiness, we learned last week, is all about our witness to the world. It's not about us. It's for others. C.S. Lewis wrote this: "How little people know who think that holiness is dull. When one meets the real thing, it's irresistible." These three areas that I mentioned don't seem that important in our culture or context. Perhaps hospitality is regarded highly amongst our culture. People value being invited for a meal, but keeping the marriage bed pure and avoiding the love of money seems often to fall by the wayside. They're not priorities. But when hospitality and fidelity and generosity are lived out, then people notice. When we keep close to Jesus, when we are encouraged to keep close to Jesus and we do that for others, we have an opportunity to live differently as a whole community. And that in that difference, reveal the work of God in our lives. Invite people to follow Jesus by the way that we live. We are encouraged to go with Jesus, to live holy lives. And we are invited to encourage others to do the same. But the wider context of Hebrews chapter 13 invites us into one other more specific angle on this theme of encouragement, I believe. One I think that is important for us. And that is the encouragement of leaders. We like to sledge leaders in Australia. Leaders in all contexts. We almost see it as our duty to keep their head level with their shoulders. And this seems to me to be part of the purpose of social media. And perhaps it's connected with tall poppy syndrome, but the result is a general reluctance to step into leadership. Now, I'm all for leadership accountability. Don't misunderstand me in this space. Various royal commissions and the Me Too movement prove the importance of that, prove the importance of accountability in significant roles of power and leadership. But what would it look like for us to live in a culture that honoured leaders, that upheld leaders, encouraged leaders, where those seeking to lead experienced the support of the community that was behind them? Now, whatever your theological position, Hillsong Church have developed a culture of supporting leaders. In my interactions with them, this comes shining through. It comes shining through that they value those who are leading them and seek to support and encourage them. And I see leaders in this community flourish. Now, I know that's my perspective, but I really believe that to be true. And it releases them to do incredible things in God's kingdom. It releases teams like Hillsong Worship to produce worship that is supporting the local church across the world. The author of Hebrews in chapter 13, verse 7, invited the listeners of this message to submit to and have confidence in their leaders. Verses 7 and 17 focus on this idea. And the reason is so that their work might be a joy. And demonstrating confidence in a leader is encouragement. It's letting them know that you appreciate and value the way that they are leading. By the very nature of leadership, any of the struggles that this community faced, the leaders were going to face first. And this is true for leaders in any context, not just in the church. Those who take up positions of leadership, take up the position as the bow on the front of an ice-breaking vessel. Those who are called to cut the ice first. And that experience, that position, is made so much more manageable by the support and encouragement of the rest of the vessel behind them. This is a countercultural move. And I'm not just talking about our senior pastor, Mark Rader, or myself, or our senior staff team, or our wider staff team. I'm talking about all leaders within our community. If we encourage and champion the leaders amongst us, our life group leaders, our worship leaders, the leaders of any of the teams that are involved in ministry in this church, then we will see a movement grow and shape our world. And if we developed a culture of encouraging our leaders, I think we'd see more people step into leadership. And we need leaders to lead and to make disciples. And in fact, this is what Jesus is inviting each one of us into. Leaders need encouragement. And we are being invited to be those who encourage leaders. So what does this look like in our lives? Hebrews invites us to recognize our need for encouragement. And if you sense that you are still flying solo, then may I urge you, encourage you, to consider who is in your leader's row, as Mark spoke about 2 weeks ago. And if you are a leader in any capacity, this is a really important step for you. But it's more than just about having people around you. If you know who your people are, who your legends are, but you sense that you still have a deficit, you feel like you are not being encouraged, then perhaps it's worth asking the question of how honest you are being with those people. If people don't know that you are doing it tough, if people don't know some of the substance of the challenges that you face, then they may not offer you the words or actions of encouragement that you need to keep going. And we need encouragement to go with Jesus, to have others speak words of encouragement into our lives that encourage us to keep growing in holiness, to keep being hospitable, to keep away from sexual immorality, to keep away from the love of money. And this requires honesty on our part. As well as recognizing our need for encouragement in these areas, the book of Hebrews invites us to become those that provide that for others too. Jesus is inviting us to speak the words of encouragement over other people, to see them keep going. Jesus is inviting us to become those who encourage others towards holiness, to ruthlessly eradicate the love of money, to run from sexual immorality, and to be those who show incredible hospitality, such that the world notices a difference. And we are being invited to encourage our leaders. At my previous church in London, we had a practice of encouraging people who were specifically being invited into ministries or ways of stepping out in faith, that God had a particular call on their life. And often these people were leaders, those that God had called to lead an organization or a ministry or a movement that God had his hand upon. And this practice that developed was based on the words of Jesus himself. In John 14, verse 31, at dinner with the disciples in the upper room, just after Jesus has comforted his disciples, promising that the Holy Spirit will remain with them, he says these words to them, "Come now, let us leave. Come now, let us leave." But my vicar, my minister at my church in London, believed that Jesus probably said these words with an undertone of more gusto, a bit more like a rallying cry. Come on. Come on. Come on. And so, for embarrassingly long periods of time, we would have those called to lead stand on the platform at the front of the church, and the rest of the church would stand in front of them and applaud and shout the words, "Come on, come on," as way of encouragement as these people stepped into God's plans and purposes. This is more than just encouraging. This is spiritually transformational. And the book of Hebrews is inviting us to recognize this call to encouragement. It's inviting us to recognize our desperate need to be anchored to Jesus, but to also become those who encourage others to remain anchored, to be those who encourage others to keep going, to go with Jesus, to encourage leaders, to keep going with God's mission, to keep going with God's plans and purposes in this world. And although in these strange times, this is going to have to look slightly different, may I invite you today to hear the shout, "Come on!" over your life. And may I invite you to consider who it is that you can shout the words, "Come on!" over today.
For all its Old Testament references and profound theological statements, the message of Hebrews is pretty simple. Remain anchored to Jesus and encourage one another to do the same so that you may persevere. So come on. Is there someone you know who really needs to hear this message? Why not share it with them and see what God does through that? Remember, we'd love for you to join us for church at gbconline.org.au at our regular service times of 8:30, 10:30, and 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. You can also follow us on Facebook or visit our website at guymeabaptist.org.au. May you know the encouragement of the community of faith this week as you persevere. God bless.